You're listening to CJLO News. The legendary abandoned Empress Theater on Sherbrooke and Old Orchard is going to be partially demolished and converted into an arts space after years of attempts to revive the building. The Empress Theater, built in 1927, was an iconic Egyptian revival-style theater that once catered to NDG's artistic movie-going community. But since 1992, the building has been sitting inactive and decommissioned, with water damage eating away at its interior, while the stone sarcophagi and scarabs look out onto the street through a chain-link fence. Promises to rebirth this building have been continuous since its decommissioning, but now the members of Ensemble Montréal are acting to turn the space into an outdoor arts center. The building is now set to be demolished, with only the facades facing Sherbrooke and Old Orchard left standing. The space between will be converted into a courtyard for community events, including outdoor movie screenings. This timeline is ambitious. They plan to have phase one of this project completed by fall of 2027. Here is Côte des Neiges NDG Mayor Stephanie Valenzuela.
Concretely, this first phase is something that we are capable of doing under our administration without any other partnership.
Well, the city is allocating $10 million for this first phase. Later phases will include collaboration with private developers to build a new building on the lot as well. Scott McLeod is an artist in NDG and a spokesperson for the Empress Cinema Collective, a group that has been advocating for updates to the theater for decades now. He has fond memories of attending the cinema in the 80s.
It was an outing for people of all ages, all generations at that time, and it was amazing to have something like that so close.
The Empress Theater Collective understands the need to destroy everything except the facade, but they are uncertain about what private development might bring to the area in the future. McLeod hopes that the city stays dedicated to including some art spaces while acknowledging housing is a top priority.
Yes, we want to keep the historic reference of it being this deco Egyptian period piece, one-of-a-kind cinema in the facade. I accept that, you know, losing everything inside, but maintaining arts and culture and communities keep something alive, and we need art and culture. Without it, I think we're suffering.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.